Chapter 12. I wish I had known that personality profoundly influences behavior. No one questions the axiom that we are all unique. The question is, how unique? I wish I'd known that personality, those characteristics that make us unique, would profoundly affect our marriage. Before we got married, I dreamed about how wonderful it would be to get up every morning and have breakfast with my wife. After we got married, I found out that Carolyn didn't do mornings. Breakfast was not her thing. Upon reflection, I did remember that during the dating years, she told me, "Don't call me in the mornings. I'm not responsible for what I say or do before noon." I took it as a joke and laughed. I never called her in the morning because I was busy doing my own thing. After marriage, I discovered that she was serious. My dream of a quiet romantic breakfast with my wife was shattered in the first month of our marriage. I was left to eat breakfast in silence, except for the songs the birds were singing outside the window. On the other hand, before we got married, Carolyn had visions of what the two of us would do between 10 p.m. and midnight. Her visions included reading and discussing books, watching movies together, playing intellectually stimulating games, and discussing the deeper issues of life. What she did not know was that my physical, emotional, and intellectual motor shut down at 10 p.m. The possibility of my carrying on an intelligent conversation was greatly diminished after that hour. It is true that while we were dating, I stayed alive and engaged with her until midnight, but I was pushed along by euphoric feelings of being in love. The excitement of being with her and doing things together kept the adrenaline flowing, and she had no idea that this would not continue after we were married. Neither of us knew before marriage that there are morning persons and there are night persons. Morning persons awake with the enthusiasm of a kangaroo, springing to face the day with excitement, while the night person hides under the covers and thinks, "They must be playing a game. No one can be that excited in the morning." Night persons have their prime time from 10 p.m. until whenever. That's when they enjoy reading, painting, playing games, doing anything that demands a lot of energy, while the morning person is quickly fading at that hour. This personality difference may have a profound impact upon the couple's sexual relationship. The morning person wants to go to bed at 10, cuddle, and make love, while the night person is saying, "You've got to be kidding, I can't go to bed this early." The morning person may feel rejected, while the night person feels like they're being controlled. This may well lead to arguments and frustration. Is there hope for this couple? Certainly, if they choose to respect their differences and negotiate a solution. For example, the night person may agree to have sex at 10 p.m. if the morning person will allow them to leave the bedroom after lovemaking and pursue their other interests until midnight. However, if the morning person insists that the night person remain in bed after making love, that person may feel manipulated, controlled, and frustrated. A morning person will never become a night person, and a night person will never become a morning person. It's a part of our personality. With effort, we can push ourselves to be functional in those early or late hours that are not prime time for us, but it will never come without effort. If Carolyn and I had known that I was a morning person and she was a night person, and if we had used our dating time to discuss this personality difference, we would have saved ourselves a lot of emotional pain. I would not have felt rejected because she was not having breakfast with me, and she would not have felt controlled by my insisting that she go to bed at 10 p.m. Yes, I wish we had known that personality differences profoundly influence behavior. Half full or half empty? Let's look at some of the other personality differences that often go undiscovered and undiscussed before marriage. The pessimist and the optimist are often attracted to each other. The optimist sees the glass as half full. The pessimist sees it as half empty. The optimist sees the possibilities, while the pessimist sees the problems. Each of us has a basic leaning in one direction or the other, but we are often unaware of this aspect of our personality. In the dating stage of the relationship, we each assume that the other person views the world as we view it. Because we are each enamored with the other and seeking to accommodate each other, this personality difference may not be apparent. For example, the optimist tends to be a risk-taker because he is convinced in his own mind that everything will turn out fine. Thus, he may suggest that the two of them go bungee jumping. The pessimist, by nature, does not want to take risks because she assumes that the worst could happen. Therefore, she would never have entertained the thought of bungee jumping. But because she admires and trusts her lover, she is willing to do something she would never have done on her own. The optimist is thrilled to be dating someone who is willing to be adventuresome, while never realizing that she has gone far beyond her emotional comfort zone. 2 years after marriage, when he suggests that the two of them go rock climbing, she strongly resists the idea. Not only is she unwilling, she also resists the idea of him going alone or with friends. She can envision herself being a widow and cannot understand why he would be willing to take such a risk. On the other hand, he is totally blown away by her response. He wonders what happened to her spirit of adventure. Why is she being such a killjoy?